Hello, and welcome to the One Up Video Game Discussion Podcast. My name is Hunter.
My name is Ben.
And my name is Caden, the one and only.
And today we are talking about Homeworld.
Yeah, my last name is the one and only.
Yeah, his parents cursed him.
Is that one word or like is there underscores?
No underscores.
I should probably clarify my name isn't actually my last name and middle name isn't the one and only.
Well, I mean,
I think most people figured.
Yeah, but still, I should.
But I can guarantee you there are some people that actually believed your name was the one and only until you specified.
Never be too careful. All right.
My parents just made dinner. I need to eat it real quick. Stall for time.
Alright, eat as quickly as you can.
So today we're playing a game called... Not playing it, I mean talking about a game that I've never heard of. So you probably won't hear from me.
I know very little about this one, but I figured it'd be fair to let Ben really do like a solo episode because we've talked about a couple of games that he's never played before.
True. And so you probably won't hear me talking that much during this episode. Just a heads up. So, how was your weekend, Hunter?
Yes.
What?
Yes. It was yes.
Since I'm not really going to be talking on this episode, I'm just playing TF2.
Okay, it's fine.
Also, Hunter, unlike you, I actually sleep. Well, I have a sleep schedule.
Oh yeah, really?
Yeah. I don't just take naps in the middle of the day.
I usually don't. This is the first time I've taken a nap in several months, actually. And I try not to take naps because whenever I take naps, then I can't sleep at night. So then I stay up super late.
Huh. Hey, Hunter. We should make one of those action movies that are really bad. We should be like, the only C you're seeing... is C4. The C4 I planted under these floorboards right there where you're standing on.
Okay.
Well, no, never mind. Oh, gosh. It's hard to sleep too when you're sitting like this. Ah, bots. Great.
I suspect this episode will be fairly short.
What do you mean?
This episode is going to be short.
Maybe. Probably, actually, now that I think about it.
Because we don't really have a lot
to talk about.
Yeah. I actually would say, don't hate me for saying this, but I would actually prefer Ocarina of Time to Majora's Mask myself.
I don't hate you for that. That's just your opinion. Even if your opinion's wrong, in this case. who should I go? Should I go scout, soldier, demo man, heavy, engineer? Which one?
Heavy.
Alright, why though?
Because... it looks very chunky.
Alright. You know, I wasn't gonna do it, but then when you said he looks very chunky, I'm gonna do it. Also, who do you think is programming these bots? Like, what kind of life do you not have?
To program bots for a game that's like super old?
Yeah. You're probably in your mom's basement just thinking... something.
And how much can I make people annoyed?
That or you just don't have a life. What? How did I get shot through a wall?
By a hacker or a bot?
Well, I didn't get shot through a wall. Bots do not work in that game. Well, I mean, they can't shoot through walls. Because wall hacks didn't exist back then. So at least you don't have to worry about that. The bots just can't do anything because I built a sentry. Right. Because they can't do anything. Oh my gosh, why is my game lagging so badly? Do you hear it?
I can hear something.
I bet it doesn't sound like TF2.
I don't hear TF2 noises.
Okay, I turned off my volume. Oh, that's creepy.
Okay, sorry for being so long.
No problems. All right.
Ben.
Okay, so
this episode is Ben's proficiency.
Okay. Homeworld, game one. So basically, you're the Kushan race, who, after finding a strange artifact in the sands of their planet, use its technologies to take to the stars, and become a race. Well, an intergalactic race. However, in doing this, unknowingly, you are breaking a treaty made long before anyone in the game was even born. That says, if they leave their planet, it is a declaration of war. And the mothership, the ship you play, the main ship in the game, leaves the planet, basically.
Guys, I'm dancing with the burger in TF2.
The burger?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
so...
control burger.
And while traveling to the ship that was sent out 10 years ago, they encounter encounter a form of raider. I forget specifically what it's called, what they call themselves, but they're a raider faction. They're not very friendly to other people. You basically deal, and they destroyed the ship that was sent out there 10 years ago. So basically, 10 years wasted. And the mothership attempts to go back to their homeworld, who, is like, oh hey, some not nice people are out there. But, shocker, it's destroyed. Everyone's dead.
Yes.
It's a murder mystery. It's a classic murder mystery.
Yeah.
So, Ben, did you play the original version or the remaster version of this game?
Well, I mean, I played the remaster, but I do have access to the original.
I didn't even know those existed in this.
Oh yeah, and interesting fact, there will be another Homeworld this year, which would be Homeworld 3.
Well, that's pretty cool.
I saw something about that.
Unless it got delayed, which would be very cringe.
Ben, it probably got delayed due to COVID.
I'll give it a quick Google.
Okay,
Ben, it would probably get... It probably did if it was due to COVID-19.
Well, I mean, it's been in the works for a long time.
I'm a TF2 fan, Ben. They'll come to expect stuff like that.
Well, I'm a chess fan.
No, you guys, you guys are D&D fans. The last one was 18 years ago, right?
Well, actually, they're still...
I don't see that it got delayed. It looks really cool.
Okay, really. But no, they're still adding new stories and stuff to it.
I mean, that's cool that that game is getting, like, updated and stuff. I mean, you know?
Yeah.
Okay, but back on track. So, after discovering your homeworld has been absolutely eviscerated, completely embarrassed, no defenses to speak of, you gather the survivors who are in cryopods and leave.
That's it? You just leave?
Yes. You just, like, pack up and go.
You're just like, I gotta get out of here, man.
Yeah. And on the artifact, you found a strange map mapping out the universe, because that map leads you to your original homeworld, or Higera, which will be known as in the future, because whoop-de-doo, they kicked you off your homeworld, like your homeworld, not your homeworld. They kicked you off your home world.
Okay.
So, you get... But apparently...
Ben, you made that sound so much more confusing than it needed to be.
Yeah.
They kicked you off your home world. Not their home world.
No, what I said was... You got kicked off your home world. Your first home world. World, not your home world. Your home world. That's what I said. So,
I got
apparently,
it.
Yeah, I know. Apparently, a journey that would be just one jump needs multiple stops to get to your destination. I think it's because, like, the hyperspace thing needs to cool down. But,
yeah.
So basically, for a good portion of the game, you're just fighting through raiders until you encounter your first ally. A race who was completely unwilling to share any of their technology with you and say, oh, hey, we won't blow you up if you don't blow us up. And they are trying to get the Galactic Federation to be like, oh, hey, they're a bunch of not psychopathic killers now, because long ago, your race was a bunch of psychopathic killers, and you were beaten by the Galactic Federation. Well, I forgot what it's called, but it's like a council, I think. Heck, it's been so long since I played Homeworld 1. So, on your journey, you find the same people who... We're like, oh, hey, they're nice now. They're under attack by the main antagonist of the game, who I believe to be called... I can't remember what they're called. But yeah, they're attacking them, and you're
What? Ben, what is the gameplay of this game, really? I want to know that.
Oh. Oh, yeah, gameplay, not just the story. It is a 3D space RTS, and so you get to look at battles from every angle, and production of in Homeworld 1, you can produce two types of ships at a time. Like, you can produce a fighter and a frigate at the same time.
A frigate?
Frigate.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, frigate.
You freaking fricks! You remember that kid?
Yeah, he was actually put. He was putting on an act.
Guys, that's a sneak peek to next week's episode, Sonic. I'm just kidding. No, but
okay. Keep talking. It's real time, as I've stated several times, and is not afraid to be the most difficult thing you have ever played. It is... I don't even know how to put it. You can't turn down or turn up the difficulty. You get what you get.
And you don't throw...
You throw a fit. It constantly puts you in situations where you have to act like... Where you have to act 1 second after seeing it. Like, oh hey, our ally's under attack. The ship's at less than half health. On the other side of the map, none of our ships can use hyperspace except for the mothership. A very fun scenario. That level took me a long time to beat. And then there's this strain. There's this one very ancient ship. Let's put it like that. There's an ancient ship you discover in the middle of space, and if you get
wait. You said a ship in space?
Yes.
You mean like a pirate ship or like a spaceship?
What do you think, Caden? Sorry, that came off as hostile. A spaceship.
A pirate
ship. Pirate ship, man. No, I'm just kidding. I don't know why.
What makes me mad about this mission is you can't get your frigates or destroyers close to this thing, or it'll basically turn them on you. Which on its own is okay. Like, yeah, just destroy the ship with fighters and destroy the ship with bombers and corvettes. But no, the ship has ridiculously high health, so you just wind up sitting there for like 10 minutes just watching as your bombers and corvettes pick away at a ship's health. And I think it has some defenses, some destroyers defending it and carriers. So you have to deal with that, because the game doesn't like fun.
Yeah, clearly. Sounds like it.
And then there's the garden, which I wouldn't call annoying or terrible in any way. Just kind of stressful. Because, like, you're being pit up against all these kinds of ships. Your sensors aren't working, so you can't go into sensor mode and like survey the entire battle. You have to go out of your way. Oh, it's devastating to find the combat.
That sounds terrible.
Absolutely devastating. 1 out of 10 IGN. I'm just kidding.
1 out of 10 IGN. No, but, how much have you played this game, I should ask?
Well, I mean, considering it takes a lot to beat, I've played it for... And it has a pretty fun multiplayer. I can actually go check right now, actually. I'll be right back.
Alright. Well, guys, while he's doing that, I'm just kidding.
You know what we forgot to mention on the Super Mario Galaxy episode?
What do you mean?
We forgot to mention something on the Super Mario Galaxy episode.
Which was?
Do you know how the sparkling letters say you're Mr. Gay on Super Mario 1? We talked about Super Mario Galaxy 1.
Yeah.
We talked about that, but we didn't talk about how in Super Mario Galaxy 2, the sparkling letters, when you spell them backwards, it says, yeah, I am, are you?
The next one will say, no.
Just no.
314 hours.
Jeez.
Well, that's a long time. I have it in the remastered collection, so the entire collection I've played 314 hours on it. That's including.
Yeah, that's a lot of time.
That is. Yeah, it's still a lot of time. Like, a ridiculous amount. But I mainly just play multiplayer. I still haven't beaten Homeworld 2. Because, like, the third or fourth mission already puts you in that scenario where you're fighting off three carriers with frigates and bombers. What do you expect me to do? No, not even frigates. The flak frigate. A frigate made for fighters. You're supposed to fight off marine frigates, several bombers, corvettes, three carriers. What do you expect me to do?
Corvettes
are like... What?
You mean like the car?
No. But yeah, haha. Corvettes are basically the mix between... Well, the middle in between fighter and frigate. They can either be used for... anti-fighter operations or anti-frigate or sometimes even anti-cruiser. But that'd probably be reserved for the Pulsar gunship, which is a frigate. So, I don't know what comes next in the Homeworld 2 campaign. I've tried getting past that level. I don't know what to do. I don't know what comes next, and I don't think I want to know.
I don't know. I have definitely not put 314 hours into this game.
Yeah, true. That's
Hey, the Homeworld... Well, I'm pretty sure it's counting the time I've spent on mods, too. You have to account that, because Homeworld has some pretty fun mods, like Homefront, the Halo mod, Star Trek mod, Star Wars mod.
This game seems very similar to Star Trek, actually.
You know what this game reminds me of? It reminds me of Spore, kind of. You know, like the
yeah.
space
part. Hold on. I recommended this game to someone. I have to tell them before they actually buy it. It hates fun. I don't want to put someone through the same suffering that I went through. But keep going.
Yeah, no, you remember the space parts of Spore, right? Like the end?
I don't think I ever played Spore.
Oh, well, there's a space part. And then you can upgrade your spaceships and stuff. And it reminds me of what you're talking about, reminds me of that.
Yes.
I think Hunter knows what I'm talking about. Do you, Hunter?
Yes, I believe so.
Oh, okay, that's cool. I mean, this game actually does sound a little cool. Doesn't sound fun, as you've said, but it does sound cool.
It's an acquired taste.
What are you, some kind of fan? It's an acquired taste.
No, what I mean by like that is, if you like stressful games that are going to that make you want to throw your mouse across the room because it's PC only, which I can understand considering how much stuff you're gonna go through.
Yeah, this game sounds like it'd be very difficult with a controller.
Yeah. And there are a lot of key bindings, so you need to have a PC. Well, just keyboard and mouse. But yeah, if you play Homeworld, like the Homeworld Remastered Collection, that's the only version you can get it in on Steam. Remember, you weren't swindled out of your money. We told you. The game hates fun.
Yeah. So, well, Ben says that it's... He says it's... Hates fun.
And I'm the only one here who's played it.
Ben hates fun.
I mean, Ben knows that the game is not fun.
Well, it's probably fun. It's fun if you have a lot of time on your hands and you don't mind having to
suffer.
Go back and things.
But yeah, but. Out of everything in Homeworld, I would definitely recommend it'd be the multiplayer and the mods. The campaign, I recommend I can't help you there. It's gonna take sheer determination, luck, and backtracking. Just a lot of backtracking.
Yes.
A lot of backtracking?
Yeah, like on the final mission, I went back to the mission before, to the save I made at the end of it, collected all the resources I could, and made as many ships as I could, because the game is miserable, it hates fun, and it will hit you with everything it can until you curl up in a ball on the ground and cry, or you get off your butt and hunt down the enemy mothership somewhere on the map and destroy them.
Jeez, Ben.
Ow.
That's one way to say
it. A little intense. Anyways, so, do you want to do the ranking?
Yeah, because we can't.
Oh, I would.
It wouldn't be fair if we ranked it because we've never played it.
I'll still rank it based off of how much I know about it, and you can rank it based off of how it sounds.
Oh, okay. Well,
Even though I said a lot of bad things about it, that's just the campaign. I don't like the gameplay. The multiplayer is really fun. I would still recommend it. Solid 10 out of 10. Not multiplayer 10 out of 10. Campaign, negative insert number here out of 10. So overall, still 10 out of 10. Very fun game.
It's just the mods. And
I'll give it like an 8.5.
Yeah, judging by how you said it, I'll give it like a 7. I know that's
okay.
Kind of. Yeah, how about a 7? How about a 7.5?
Whoa, 7.5.
You started territory, kid, and you can't be doing stuff like that.
Even though you gave it an 8.
But yeah, I warned the person who I recommended the game
to. So we got another 8.666666666. Repeating 6, basically.
Yeah.
But yeah, I honestly like this game.
Well,
yes,
yeah,
it's very epic.
Said I like this game, and I'm guessing you like it. Sorry, I'm not trying to be rude.
Yeah.
We
want to
cover Homeworld 2 real quick, because.
Well, I mean, there's not. There's not much I can cover. I'm stuck on level 4. I told you about this. Yes,
but you know
because
what? Go to howlongtobeat.com and see how long the average time is for this.
Yeah, the bonus part. We're gonna see how many people have suffered through this. Oh, okay then.
It reminds me very much of Star Trek. So, the main story takes about 17 hours. If you do all the extras, it's about 24 hours, and it takes 26 and a half hours for the completionist.
Oh, yeah. Extras. The extras hate fun, too. Nothing doesn't hate fun except the multiplayer in this game. Beyond that, the game hates you.
What's Homeworld Deserts of Karak?
Oh, that is the land-based game. It's like Halo Wars. I have not played it yet, so I cannot give it a rating based on personal experience of the game. But from what I've seen about it, the multiplayer looks fun, and from it's basically Halo Wars, except before Halo Wars. And judging it based on how the Battle of Karak goes, I would say it goes from miserable to worse.
Miserable to more miserable.
Mm-hmm.
The game came out in 1999. The original Homeworld did. So it's got some time under its belt.
Yeah.
Homeworld 3 probably sounds pretty cool.
How to beat Homeworld 2, GameSpot. Homeworld 2 walkthrough. Okay, I don't care about that. I've beat the first mission a few times. Destroy secondary sensors.
Alright, are we gonna cut this off?
Oh, wow. Well, it is actually possible to get past that level. Wait, hold on.
Finish here? Or do we want to talk about something else before we end?
I think we did it.
We did it.
Alright. Well, This is kind of another one of these short episodes. So, I don't know what they would say in place of farewell.
Yeah, Ben, what would they say?
What would who say? I wasn't paying attention. I'm reading how to be...
the people in this game.
What would they say if they rated this game?
No, what would they say in farewell?
Probably... Mothership. No.
Mothership.
This is what it... It always says Mothership when you click on the Mothership, so... Remember, Mothership.
Jeez.
I'm gonna cut the video. I'm gonna cut off the thing there.
Okay, that's probably a smart idea.
Hold on, I'm looking up homeworld quotes. Oh, but I can tell you about the general story that's explained in the first four missions of Homeworld 1 if you want that.
I think I'm good.
So basically, the All right. Now basically unstoppable Higurin Empire gets absolutely...
We weren't actually ending, we were just kidding.
Yeah, very funny joke, guys. Gets absolutely destroyed by the people they beat in Homeworld 1.
Hunter, in the description, you should call this Ben's Time to Shine.
Okay, so... basically, the story is... the Higurin Empire gets absolutely crushed. Their homeworld's being destroyed. There are battles all throughout the galaxy. Well, it hasn't been destroyed, just under attack. Because you kind of embarrass the people who wouldn't want you to take it. Oh, I found a good ending quote. We will not be bound.
Ooh.
Okay. But yeah, so basically, the Pride of Higera, which is the mothership's name now, its job is to go around the galaxy, building up a good enough defense to defeat the invaders. Like, you have to rally up this entire fleet, I assume. Well, yeah, that's basically the premises of the game. Just to defend your homeworld. Very fun stuff.
Okay.
And that's all I know, because I'm very bad at that game.
Okay.
Oh, it's called The Vaguer.
Ben.
They're called The Vaguer.
So...
remember, everyone, we will not be bound.
We will not be bound.
We will not be bound.
All music used in this episode is a copyright of Relic Entertainment. No infringement is intended.